Let's begin on Daf Zayin on Daf Vav Mevez. We're supposed to finish off the second half of the Tosis on Daf Vav Mevez, on that big Tosis in the middle of the page. Just to recap, the Gemara had said that there is a halacha l'Moshe Mesinai that when one writes Divrei Torah, Psukim from Tanakh, the Gemara said if you write a certain minimum number of words, if it's, let's say, you write either three words or four words, one or the other, machlokas in the Gemara, but if you write a certain minimum number of words from a pasuk, you have to do sirtut, you have to etch lines into the paper before you write the words from the pasuk. And we said the pshat is because you want the psukim, it's a din with regard to Divrei Torah, that you have to write them straight with lines. Apparently, so they should look nice, though it should be a proper ksav as the fitting words of Divrei Torah. And that's what we saw last week. Let's pick up in Tosus Vavna Beis, in the middle of the big Tosus Amrav Yitzchak. We'll start from V'im Tomar. It's like smack in the middle of the Tosus. V'im Tomar. The first word in the line is Mei Visham. Right above Menachos Daf Lamed Beis. In Tosus there? Yep. Tosus says, V'im Tomar. The Amar Behakomets Rabbah, the Gemara says in Menachos, with Perk Beis the Megillah and a Megillah, the Tfilin ain't Tzrichen Sirtut. That when a Sofer writes Tfilin, he does not need to do Sirtut. So the Gemara Tosis asks, V'halo afilu shalosh o arba tevos Tzrichen Sirtut. How could it be that Tfilin does not require Sirtut? After all, even three or four words from a Sefer Torah, from Torah that you write, require Sirtut. And Tefillin obviously knows numerous psukim. Why doesn't that require Sirtut? The Omer Ben Atam, Ben Atam answers, the Tefillin lo boy Sirtut. When the Gemara says in Megillah, and when the Gemara says in Menachos, that Tefillin does not require Sirtut, what that means is, al kol shita v'shita. It does not need Sirtut on each and every line. Aval osa sirtut achas lamala. However, you still must make one etching at the very top of the parchment. Vikosev tachtov kamashitin. And then you write under it a number of lines. That's Tosfos had a problem. Our Gemara says you write psukim from Tanakh, you've got to write sirtut. The Gemara in Menachos, the Gemara in Megillah says when you write tefillin, you don't need sirtut. How could that be? So Tosfos has the compromise solution. It must be that tefillin doesn't require sirtut on every single line, but it does require sirtut at the very top of the parchment. Now, how is that going to help? How is sirtut at the very top of the parchment going to be sufficient? So, presumably, if the pshat is that you want the tefillin to look nice because you want the lines to be written straight, so as long as you write the top line with sirtut, the other lines are each working off the top line, so they'll all be straight memela. Okay, so that, says Tosis, is what the Gemara means and says tefillin does not need sirtut. It doesn't need sirtut in every line. It does require sirtut at the very top of the parchment. The Omer Ben Atam adds, "De'ein l'sartet tefillin al kol shita v'shita." The Yibudafka should not etch lines into the tefillin on every line. Why? Because the Omer Labi Yerushalmi, like Yerushalmi says, "Beperek v'memedlikin in perek v'memedlikin kol apater midaver ve'oseyu nikra hedjot." Shami has a famous quotation that someone who is putter from something and does it anyways is considered a simpleton, a hedger. What are you doing that for? There's no chiyuv to do it. So Tosfos says, once we know from the Gemara that there's no chiyuv to do sirtut on tefillin, then Yibedavka should not. Chayn mashu v'kametz rabba, Gemara Menachos as well implies this, says Tosfos. Amar Hasan, the Gemara says the following. Here's the Gemara. The Gemara says, Tefillin ain't tzrichen sirtut. You do not need to do sirtut on tefillin. Uparach the Gemara asks, Mehada tanya, we learned in a braisa, Sefer Torah shebala, utfillin shebalu, a Sefer Torah that's worn out, or tefillin that are worn out, ain osin mehen mezuzos, one may not use the parsha of Kriyas Shema from a Sefer Torah or from Tefillin to make a mezuzah, right? You figure, listen, Sefer Torah is worn out, it's got to be buried anyways. Might as well snip out the Shema V'Hayim Shmo and use it for my mezuzah. The Gemara says you can't do that. Why? Lefisha in moridin mikdusha chamura l'kdusha kala. Sefer Torah and Kedusha are higher level. Sefer Torah and Tefillin are a higher level of Kedusha. Mezuzah is a lower level of Kedusha. So to take the parsha of Kriyas Shema from the Sefer Torah or from the Tefillin, to cut it out and then to use it for mezuzah, that's going to be a downgrade in Kedusha that you can't do. So the Gemara asks, Imenachos, the Gemara asks, Homoridin Osin? Does that mean that if there was not a problem of downgrading Kedusha, you'd be allowed to take the parsha of Kriyas Shema from the Sefer Torah and use it for mezuzah? How could that be? But mezuzah, boy, sirtu. Mezuzah requires sirtu. So how could the Braisa imply that the only problem with taking the parsha of Kriyas Shema from Tefillin and Sefer Torah to use for mezuzah is that you're downgrading in Kedusha? The implication the Gemara says from that Braisa is that if there was no problem of downgrading in Kedusha, you would be allowed to take the parsha of Kriyas Shema from Tefillin and from Sefer Torah and to use for mezuzah. How could that be? Mezuzah, the Gemara says, requires sirtut. And you just told me that Tefillin does not require sirtut. So how could anybody ever think to take the parsha of Kriyas Shema from Tefillin where there's no sirtut and use it for mezuzah, which requires sirtut? That's the Gemara. So the Gemara says over there, Mashana, the Gemara answers Tanoi, it's Machlokas Tanoim. Gemara says in Menachos, take a look, that's on the base, that's Machlokas Tanoim. So, Tosis is quoting this Gemara to prove the following. Tosis says, the Gemara seems to be saying that it's impossible to take the parsha of Kriyas Shema from my tefillin to use it for my mezuzah, because why? Because you just told me that tefillin does not require sirtut, and mezuzah does require sirtut. So Tosis says, here's his right. So Tosa says, Umidalomishani. From the fact that Gemara does not answer, Hachagmayaskiran, what are we talking about here? Bimisur Tatin, a situation where the tefillin happens to have sirtut done to it. Mashma de'ein regilus lasartet klal, lo sefer Torah velo tefillin. The implication you get from the Gemara is that people never did sirtut, not on Sefer Torah, nor on Tefillin. V'hayin ha'mishum d'nikra hedrut, because you're considered a hedrut if you're machmer to do sirtut on Sefer Torah or Tefillin. So what's Tosas proof? Send the following. Tosas says that the Gemara says in Menachos, the Gemara says in Megillah, that Tefillin does not require sirtut. Okay? So Tosas says, well, the Gemara Menachos asks, how could you tell me tefillin doesn't require sirtut? We see from a braisa that if not for the problem of malin bekodesh ve'en moridin, I would be allowed to take my kriyas shema from my tefillin and use it for my mezuzah. And the Gemara asks, how could that be? Tefillin doesn't have sirtut, mezuzah does. So Tosfos about that, I have a very simple territory. Why did the Gemara just say, well, if you happen to have a pair of tefillin that has sirtut, then you can take it and use it for mezuzah, if not for the problem of Milam Bakodesh Ve'en Moridin. The Gemara doesn't say that. It must be, says Tosis, the Gemara never entertained the possibility that a guy's mezuzah would have, that a guy's tefillin would have sirtut. Presumably because, says Tosis, once we know the Psak Halacha is that tefillin and Sefer Torah do not require sirtut, then if you do sirtut, you're a hedger. You're not supposed to. That's what Tosis is trying to prove. Okay? So Tosis holds the Maisa, tefillin and Sefer Torah does not require sirtut, and not only does not require it, but you should do it. Mezuzah though requires sirtut. Okay, that's Tosis. So, Tosis then says, However, im ein ha-sofer yachol lichtov yachter below sirtut, but if you can't write properly without sirtut, then sarach lesartet al kol shita v'shita mishum zakei levan veyu. Then you would need to etch sirtut into every line because of zakei levan veyu. Interesting. Meaning Tosis is saying me'ikar adin, was the halachan argument that requires sirtut for any time you write psukim from Tanakh, that does not apply to tefillin, that does not apply to Sefer Torah. Right? By tefillin, Sefer Torah, rephrase that. According to Ben Thomas saying, the din that you need sirtut any time you write a pasuk, with regard to tefillin, and with regard to Sefer Torah, all you have to do, said Tosfos, said Ben Hatam, is to make sirtut at the very top of the cloth, and that's it. And that's a kiyum in the requirement to do sirtut whenever you write psukim from Tanakh. But, says Tosfos, if you can't write neatly without sirtut in every line, then you would have to write sirtut in every line because of Zek Kele Van Vedu. Okay, that's what he seems to be saying. As far as the chiyuv of psukim from Tanakh requiring sirtut, you can be yotzei by doing sirtut on the top line of the cloth. But if you still can't write straight lines without sirtut in every line, then you'd have an additional chiyuv to do sirtut in every line because of zakei levan veyu. Right? So far, so good? Okay. Tosfos then continues. The Gemara says in Megillah, Divrei Shalom Be'emes. The Pasuk in Megillah's Esther, it says that the Megillah is referred to as Divrei Shalom Be'emes. So the Gemara Megillah says, Melameid Shatzricha Sirtu Ka'amita Shal Torah. The phrase in the Megillah, Divrei Shalom Be'emes, teaches us that the Megillah must be written with Sirtut, just like Amita Shal Torah, just like the true Torah. The essence of Torah. That's the Gemara Megillah. Okay, the Gemara darshins that a Megillah must have line etchings in it, just like Amita Shal Torah. So the question is, what is this Amita Shal Torah? We're deriving the requirement for sirtut in a Megillah from Amita Shal Torah, but the Gemara doesn't tell us what Amita Shal Torah is. So what does that mean? So Rashi over here in Megillah says, on Daf Tezlan and Beis, Rashi Megillah says, Kesefer Torah Atzmo. That Amita Shal Torah refers to the Sefer Torah itself. Just like Sefer Torah requires a Sirtut, so too, says Rashi, the Gemara is telling us, Megillah requires a Sirtut. Okay? But Tosis just told us a minute ago that what? That what? Tosis just told us a minute ago, Sefer Torah doesn't require a Sirtut. Right, so what's the Gemara Megillah talking about? If I just told you Sefer Torah does not require a Sirtut, the Gemara Megillah says, well, Megillah needs Sirtut just like Amita Shal Torah does, what does that mean? So Tosis says, Omer ben Atam, delav hainu Sefer Torah, d'hol lo boi Sirtut. The Gemara is not deriving Sirtut in Megillah from Sefer Torah because Sefer Torah does not require Sirtut, like I just told you. Ela, rather, hainu mezuzah. Amita Shal Torah refers to mezuzah, which we know for sure requires sirtut. V'karle Amita Shal Torah, the Gemara in Megillah refers to mezuzah as the essence of Torah. Al shem she yesh bo sham, because it contains yichud malchus shemayim. It contains the Shema Yisrael. It contains the oneness of Hashem. So what do we have so far? We have Shittas Ben Atam, who says that Sefer Torah and Tefillin do not require mezuzah on every line, correct? Mezuzah, however, that the Gemara itself says requires sirtut on every line. Rashi and Megillah, however, by his interpretation of the Gemara, is clearly of the opinion that Sefer Torah also, like mezuzah, requires sirtut on every line. Because when the Gemara says in Megillah that Megillah's Esther requires Sirtut, just like Amita Shal Torah requires Sirtut, Rashi understands Amita Shal Torah to mean Sefer Torah. Okay? So, the truth is, the Gemara itself in Megillah, the Gemara itself in Megillah tells us that Tefillin does not require Sirtut, mezuzah does require sirtut. Because that's clear in the Gemara. The Gemara daf Chesam Beis in Megillah says Hilchos of the halacha is tefillin does not require sirtut. Mezuzah does require sirtut. So nobody can argue that. Right? That's clear. Mezuzah yes, tefillin no. The question about Menatam and Rashi dispute is Sefer Torah. Where does Sefer Torah fit in? Sefer Torah according to Menatam does not require sirtut. Me'ikir hadin. Sefer Torah according to Rashi does require sirtut apparently. Me'ikir hadin. Right? I have Menatam. How could you tell me that tefillin and Sefer Torah don't require sirtut? What happened to writing psukim without with sirtut in our Gemara? Menatam says just write one sirtut on top of the whole page, and that's enough for the rest of the lines to be written straight. Okay? So far? So good? Okay. Interesting tshuva for B'Kiva Eger. Very interesting tshuva for B'Kiva Eger. Let's take a look here. Couple of interesting... Let's see that here. Why did I bring this up? Okay, a couple of interesting points here to make. There's a tshuva for Kiva Eger in Simen Nun. Kiva Eger says the following. He says he was in Friedland. A sofer showed him some mezuzos, and he sees that the sirtut lines were somewhat crooked, but the written lines were straight. Meaning, the lines of the mezuzah were not written in along with the sirtut, or they just weren't in sync with each other. Which was the faithful purpose. Now, the purpose of sirtut is that you should write along the lines of the sirtut. And here the sofer did not do that, apparently. So Rabbi Vega says, Pasul mezuzos. That's not called sirtut. Whereas you have, sirtut means you write the letters along the line that you etched in. Here you didn't do that. So he says it's pasul. So says the sofer asked him, and he writes, I have a great idea. What a waste on all these mezuzos. How about, lines are straight anyways, I'll take my pen and I'll do a sirtut right now. On top of the writing, right? Okay, mezuzah requires sirtut. Let me do it right now. Mm-hmm. Now, in general, it comes to mezuzah, the halacha is you can't make corrections in the writing of mezuzah, right? Sefer Torah, you find a mistake, you just erase it and correct it. Mezuzah, you can't do that because it has to be written kaseid, it has to be written in order. And if I go back and erase the letter and rewrite it, it's out of order. I can't do that. But Rabbi Kivega says that's not a problem here. That's a din in the writing of the letters themselves. The ksivas ha'otzis have to be kaseidah. The sirtut, it might be a requirement that, you know, that ksiva must be done on a cloth that has sirtut, but that's not, there's no din of kasidron in the sirtut. You have to do sirtut first, per se, necessarily. So maybe I should be able to do sirtut after the mezuzah was already written. That's the question. So, sounds like a good svara, right? She brings a fascinating raya from the Gemara we just saw in Tosus. The same Gemara Tosus quoted from Menachos. Tosus quoted a Gemara Menachos to prove that in general people did not do sirtut on tefillin. How did Tosus prove it? Because the Gemara said, the Gemara said that mezuzah requires sirtut, tefillin doesn't. And the Gemara said that you can't downgrade tefillin to mezuzah because Milam B'Kodesh. So the Gemara says, Mashma, if not for Milam B'Kodesh, you would be allowed to downgrade from tefillin to mezuzah? How could that be? Tefillin doesn't have sirtut. Mezuzah has sirtut. So how could you ever even think possibly to downgrade a parsha of Shema from tefillin to mezuzah? That's the Gemara's like, Bam Kasha. So Pekiviger says, listen to this raya. He says, well, if you're allowed to do a sirtut after the ksiva has been completed, what's the question? What would you say?
You could always do it afterwards.
Right. I was, why is the Gemara so stunned? How could you downgrade a parsha from tefillin to mezuzah? Aye, there is no sirtut in tefillin. There is sirtut in mezuzah. If you're allowed to do sirtut after ksiva, no problem. Take my tefillin, cut out the Shema Yisrael, do sirtut now, and then take it for my mezuzah. Very great raya. So, Chori says that's a raya that you can't do sirtut after the ksiva has been done already. Okay? Okay. So Pivigan then says the following. Interesting question, he says. He says the following kasha. He says, the Rishonim ask, why do we need, let's say, the Gemara in Megillah to darshan a special din that Megillah has to have sirtut like mezuzah and sefer Torah do? Right? Why need a special drasha? After all, he says, we know the halacha in our Gemara is in Gittin that psukim must always have sirtut in them. You can't write words from a pasuk without sirtut. Mm-hmm. So once I know I can't write psukim without sirtut, why do I have to darshan halacha l'moshe m'sinai that mezuzah needs sirtut? Why do I have to darshan a drasha that Megillah needs sirtut? Once I know the basic halacha that psukim require sirtut, it should apply equally to Megillah, to mezuzah. Why do you have to have drasha samitah shatara, just like mezuzah and sefer Torah require sirtut, so to Megillah require sirtut? It should be the same halacha for all. Sefer Torah requires sirtut. Finished. Right? Quotes this kasha from Tosus. That's Tosus' kasha. So, Kivyega has a fascinating suggestion. He says the following. He says the following shot. He says, he quotes the Beis Yosef in Hilchos Sefer Torah, who says that sirtut has to be permanent. Sirtut has to be permanent. So he says, the din that you can't write psukim without sirtut, which we have in our Gemara here, that might be simple like we indicated before. You want the psukim to be straight, to be written properly, nicely. Okay? Well, if all you need is for the psukim to be written nicely, straight lines, so you can have disappearing ink for your sirtut, right? You can do sirtut that doesn't last that long. He says, for example, using some sort of lead, like pencils, right? Pencil marks. You can pencil mark your sirtut in. It's going to last long enough to write straight lines. Over time, it fades out. Who cares? My lines are straight. Sirtut doesn't last as long as the lines do. It doesn't matter. As long as the sirtut was there when I wrote, and I wrote straight lines because of the sirtut, if it disappears afterwards, who cares? However, once I have a halacha l'moshe m'sinai, says the Rav Kiv Eiger, once I have a halacha l'moshe m'sinai, that, let's say, mezuzah requires sirtut, so that means it requires a permanent sirtut. You have to etch it into the parchment. It has to be there forever. It can't just be there b'shas ksiva. It has to always be there. Okay? So now he asks a fascinating question. He says, so I just told you before that you can't put in sirtut after the ksiva. Right? Sirtut has to have been there b'shas the ksiva. And I just told you now, based on the psak of the Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Sefer Torah, that sirtut also has to be permanent. It can't just be b'shas ksiva only. So he has, how about the combination of the two? Let's say I do, let's say, a temporary lasting pencil mark sirtut during shas ksiva. And then before it fades away, I then make permanent after the ksiva. Right. Does that work? Right, interesting kasha. Meaning, granted, I have to have sirtut b'shas ksiva. I can't add it in afterwards. And granted that my sirtut has to be permanent, it can't just be b'shas ksiva only. How about combine the two? Have a temporary sirtut b'shas ksiva, so I get my lines straight. That's good. That's one goal that ksiva is meant to accomplish. Sirtut is meant to accomplish. And then, before it fades away, I etch it in with a metal implement, permanent sirtut, you know, midin halacha l'moshem sin, I have to have sirtut. Then I accomplish both. I have sirtut, which allows the lines to be straight, and I ultimately have permanent sirtut, so that mezuzah batzmuso has sirtut for as long as it's around. Interesting kasha. So he's tzarach in ladina, he says. Tzarach in ladina. So, interesting ha'ara, meaning, Rabbi Kivager is clear, he says, it's davar pashut, he says, that I can't do sirtut after ksiva. It has to be before ksiva. And it's davar pashut also, as the Shulchan Aruch paskins, lo yisartit be'oferis. You can't do sirtut with like lead, because it has to have some indentation to the cloth. However, Kivager is unsure, and so he doesn't know if I do temporary sirtut initially, b'shas ksiva, so that I have straight lines. And then after I do the ksiva, I then add my permanent sirtut, does that help or not? That is not certain about. So, but what's interesting is that he highlights essentially two dinim in the sirtut. Well, it's a dinim sirtut to have lines straight, and that theoretically you could accomplish with temporary sirtut, b'shas ksiva, but that alone is not enough. As you have to also have permanent sirtut, which is there for the life of the mezuzah. And that's within the halacha l'moshe m'sinai, that mezuzah, the etzem requires sirtut. So it seems to be interesting two components of the din of sirtut. And you need both. You hear what he's saying? Interesting ha'ara. Now, I'm not sure if this works with the Shuvas Radvaz. The Pischei Shuvan Simen Reish Ayin Aleph in Hilchos Sefer Torah quotes the Shuvas Radvaz. The Radvaz says, with regard to writing a get, and it seems like even Sefer Torah as well, Radvaz says, if you have like a very thick or heavy paper that you're writing on, parchment that you're writing on, and you fold it over, make a crease in the paper, which forms a line, right? Advaz says, since that crease will last throughout the ksiva, until after you finished writing, and therefore it will enable you
to write straight,
it's good enough. And the truth is, in fact, if you look at so from today, when they do a get, the way they do it is they have like a wooden board, which has grooves in it. They put the paper of the get over the wooden board, and with the fingernail, they push into the grooves, which leaves like a mark on the paper, like a fold, essentially. So the Vaz says clearly kosher. Because what Shuva says, the mashmos of the Vaz is that even by Sefer Torah, that would be kosher. Because it's going to last throughout the ksiva, so your ksiva will be straight, good enough. So, according to Rav Akiva Eiger, not so sure. Because Rav Akiva Eiger understood pshat in the psak of the Shulchan Aruch that you can't do sirtut with lead to be based on the fact that you need a permanent lasting ksiva, not one that will ultimately wear away. According to him, clearly it's not enough just to have the sirtut pshat ksiva, you have to have it throughout the life of the mezuzah and the Sefer Torah. That's what we have, you know, etched with a metal implement into the parchment. So it would seem from Vikivega that he disagrees with this Radvaz, quite by this Chachuva, that folds in the paper would be sufficient for sirtut in the Sefer Torah. Okay? Alright. Okay, so far we have two dinim and sirtut, based on Rabbi Kivager's Chuva, to ensure the ksiva is straight, and also etzem hadin, mezuzah requires sirtut permanently throughout the life of the mezuzah. But the machlokas Rashi versus Benetan, whether Sefer Torah requires sirtut or not. But everybody agrees on the basis of the Gemara that tefillin doesn't, and mezuzah does require sirtut. Incidentally, in Hilchos Sefer Torah, how do we paskin? Rashi ben Atam, how do we paskin? So Shulchan Aruch paskins that Sefer Torah tzarech sirtut. Sefer Torah requires sirtut, like Rashi. So much so, Shulchan Aruch says, im kaso belo sirtut pasul. Shulchan Aruch paskins v'di eved, if you don't have sirtut in a Sefer Torah, it's pasul.
Sirtut that's kaim forever, or just
sirtut? So he says you can't do sirtut with oferes, with lead. Okay, so, yeah. So it certainly means that it has to be permanent. But Shulchan Aruch clearly paskins like Rashi, they need sirtut in the Sefer Torah.
That's a Shulchan Aruch. That's
Shulchan Aruch. Passes like Rashi.
I mean, I just.
The Rambam doesn't disagree with it. There's not disagreeing. But it Psak seems to be like Rashi that you need sirtut in your Sefer Torah, implying every line apparently.
Yeah? No, I just thinking of the Sefer Torah I've seen. Sefer Torah that have been used for a while. It's very difficult to see that they're.
Look in Sefer Torah. You'll see that there's the box outline.
Yeah.
And I think every line on top of the words there's sirtut. Yeah. Next time.
I'll look at.
Get an Aliyah. Get a close up look. Okay. The Gra points out. He says this is like Rashi and Megillah, that Amitah Shel Torah means Sefer Torah requires sirtut. Not like Rabbeinu Tam in Menachos. It says Kol Poskim Eskimu LaRashi, says the Gra. Everybody agrees to Rashi. Okay. So we're Paskin clearly like Rashi. Okay. Let's just finish up this Tosis here. One last Ta'ara. Tosis then says the Chaim Perish Rach Rabbeinu Chanan Al Paskin like me says Rabbeinu Tam that Sefer Torah does not require sirtut. And here's his Raya. Says the Chaim Nira. This is correct. Why? To even say for Torah could appear as Shambi countries, if Rashi is correct that Amitah Shel Torah means that a Sefer Torah requires Sirtut, how could that be, says Tosus? Third white line. Hadi Paslin and Hassan Pek based the Megillah, Adiftra Vishalobijo. The Gemara Megillah says that a Megillah is possible if it's written on Diftra, certain type of parchment. And if it's not written with Dio, with black ink, it's possible. How do we know that? The Asik Siva Ksiva. Because we darshan Ksiva Ksiva. We darshan Xereshav of Ksiva Ksiva from Sefer Torah to Megillah. Midachsiv, as the Pasuk says, Vani Kosev ala Sefer Bijo, I write on Sefer with Dio. Okay? That's the Gemara. We darshan from Sefer, Xereshav to Megillah, that Megillah cannot be written on Diftra, it must be written only with Dio. So Tosa says, V'amai lo yalfi mi'amita shal Torah. Why do you have to find this other Xereshav of Ksiva, Ksiva, to tell me that Megillah is like Sefer Torah with regard to the fact that it must be written with Dio, with regard to the fact that it can't be written on Diftra, like Sefer Torah cannot be written on Diftra? If, according to you, Rashi, the makor of sirtut in a Megillah is from Amitah Shel Torah, which means what? According to Rashi, means what? Sefer Torah. So then when it comes to other dinim of Sefer Torah also, Dio, Klaf, why do you have to find other Gzer Shavas of Ksiva Ksiva? You already have an open connection by Amitah Shel Torah. Here's Kasha. That's Tosis' Raya against Rashi. So again, his right is, you, Rashi, said that when the Gemara derives sirtut by Megillah from Amitah Shel Torah, it doesn't mean mezuzah, it means Sefer Torah. If that's true, that the Gemara already has this derivation from Amitah Shel Torah, i.e. Sefer Torah, to Megillah, why do I have to go find another Xereshav of Ksiva Ksiva when it comes to writing with Dio, when it comes to writing on cloth? Just learn from the same place I learned the din of sirtut from. That's Tosis Kasha. Okay, Tosis ends with this as a raya against Rashi. So just to conclude, just mention the Brisker Rav has a teretz for this kasha on Rashi. Again, the kasha tosis on Rashi is, if you learn pshat that when the Gemara says we derive sirtut from Megillah from Amitah Shel Torah, that means from Sefer Torah, Rashi says, then why when it comes to the din of Dio and din of cloth, do you have to find a different drasha, ksiva ksiva? Use the same drasha, Amitah Shel Torah, comparing Sefer Torah and Megillah. So the Brisker Rav essentially says that you need two different sources. You need the source of Ksiva Ksiva to tell me that Megillah must be written on Klaf, it must be written with Dio, and you need the source of Amitah Shel Torah to tell me that Megillah must have Sirtut. You can't learn both halachos, Sirtut on the one hand, and Klaf and Klaf and Dio on the other, from the same source. Why not? That's what Rashi is saying. Rashi is essentially saying, according to the Gemara Megillah, you need two different makoros to teach me sirtut on the one hand and dio and klaf on the other. Why? If they're both being derived from Sefer Torah, why do they have to come from two different sources? That's the question. That's what you see from Rashi. Fiskerov says, look in the Rambam, when he quotes the Din of Sirtut by Megillah, he says the following. The Rambam in Hilchos Megillah, Perek Beis, Halacha Tes, says, Ein kosvin ha-Megillah ela b'diyo. You can only write a Megillah with Dio. Al ha-gvil o al ha-klath, on cloth, right? K'sefer Torah. Just like Sefer Torah. Right? That's the Megillah. K'siva, k'siva. Just like Sefer Torah is written with Dio on cloth, so it's a Megillah can only be written with Dio on cloth, like a Sefer Torah. Okay? That's the first halacha in the Rambam. Then he says, "V'tzricha sirtut k'torah atzma," and it requires sirtut. The Megillah requires sirtut, like Torah atzma, like the Torah itself. So Shkof picks up on something. What do you pick up on? He says, in the first halacha we said, "Ein kosvin ha-Megillah el b'dio al ha-gvil o al ha-klach k'sefer Torah." You can only write a Megillah with dio on klach like a sefer Torah. Second halacha says, "V'tzricha sirtut k'torah atzma," and it requires sirtut like the Torah itself. The Shkrov asks, "There's a lack of what's the word parallel there? Why? Why?"
I'm missing the verb in kosvin.
Okay.
Says k'torah atzma.
Right. That's what he gets. When it comes to writing with klath and dio, he says, like a sefer Torah. When it comes to doing sirtut, he says, ketorah atzma, like a Torah itself. Why not ketorah Torah again? Why the difference? Why by klath and dio, he says, like a sefer Torah, and by sirtut, he says, ketorah atzma, like Torah itself. Changes phraseology. So the Shkrof suggests that the Rambam apparently is telling us the din of sirtut is different than the din of klath and dio and black ink. The din of klath and dio is k'sefer Torah. It's a din in writing a sefer Torah. So Megillah, we derive from the halachas of sefer Torah how to write a Megillah as well. Sirtut, though, is not a din in sefer Torah per se. Rather, what is it?
In Milah Torah, maybe?
So it's not
Torah,
right. Torah atzma means it's a din in how you have to write divrei Torah, words of Torah. It's not a halacha in how to write a sefer Torah, klaf, ink. No, sirtut is a halacha how you write words of Torah. The way he says it is, he says, there's a din of sefer, of how to write a sefer, dio, klaf. That's sefer Torah. And Megillah resembles that din of sefer in terms of using ink and klaf. But then he says, when it comes to sirtut, that's a different din. It's not a din in how to write a sefer of Torah. It's a din in words of Torah. That Torah is only written with sirtut.
Which would therefore apply to everything.
So, any words of Torah. Right, any words of Torah. So he's trying to make a subtle difference here. There's one din, which is dinim of how to write a sefer. That's klaf, that's dio, that's ksiva to Megillah. There's a separate din of not how to write a sefer, but how to write words of Torah, divrei Torah. And that is what sirtut is based on. Sirtut is a requirement in how to write words of Torah. And that's why he says, according to Rashi, there's two different sources for these two dinim. Hadarites, the fact that he needs sirtut is ka'amita shal Torah. It's one din. It's like the essence of Torah. It's a din in words of Torah. The din of how to write with ink and with cloth, that's a requirement in how to write a sefer. And that's why according to Rashi in the Gemara Megillah, there's two different makoros, two different sources for each of those two different dinim. Oh, that's interesting. Divrei Shalom Ve'emes is Divrei Torah. Does it make that point? It's interesting, Ha'ara. Does it make that point? And he says that the words Divrei Shalom Ve'emes is not a reference to the Megillah. What?
Non-book, right?
Right. It's not a reference to the Megillah itself, but it's a reference to the words written in the Megillah that are like words of Torah with regard to Sirtut.
Holy words. That's
what you're saying, right. Right. But the Megillah itself had to write it, had to stitch it together. That's based on Sefer, on how to write a Sefer of Torah. Right. Interesting, subtle split. It's a famous, famous shot of the Brisker Rav. Says that's pshat and Tosis is kash on Rashi. Hey, answer Rashi's the kash on Rashi. He says, okay, good. So I can leave it there. And I guess next week, regular. Yeah. Okay, so then we'll go on next week. We'll do we'll go on the Gemara to Zayin Amud Aleph. We'll do the top Tosis and Zayin Amud Aleph next week. That'll be our next target. Okay. All right, shalom to everyone. Wonderful evening, wonderful Hanukkah. Thank you for coming on Hanukkah evening.